Buzzagabba.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy Knowledge.
It is time for a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. All you would need to do to be part of the program is give us a ring at 814-954-7266. That's 814-954-7266. Or, alternatively, you can bring in some baked goods to 341 Science Park Road and join us in studio this morning. Those are your two options.
Well, no, get specific.
Suite 200.
Thank you.
At 341 Science Park Road. Yeah, we don't want any of these other ne'er-do-wells in this building to get our baked goods. Bacon, sausage, pancakes, also wonderful options here for you to provide on this Thursday morning.
On this interesting Thursday morning.
Huh? Yeah.
All right, first off, we have some open line time in the 9 o'clock hour.
Sure.
Lots of things to talk about. Later this hour, our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join us for a segment. We're going to find out about Crystal Ball 2026.
Hey.
I'll be honest, I don't know what that is. And I haven't dug into it. So I'm like, all right, when Dave comes in, we will ask him. So there we go. Crystal Ball 2026. I don't know, maybe Dave's into seeing the future now.
So we'll be having a ball with Dave Gerdes this morning on The Big Show.
All right, so there we go.
Tomorrow morning, we'll be talking with Gene Weller, the Toys for Tots campaign underway. We set up our pack with the Cub Scouts, Pack 67 from over in Spring Creek each year to help out with the, they still call it a wrapping event. It's not actually a wrapping event anymore. It's more of a sorting and organizing event, but you get the idea. It's getting the toys ready for distribution to kiddos in need throughout the area. And Gene Weller, again, will join us tomorrow morning right around 8:45 to talk about this year's Toys for Tots campaign.
Because it's time to do it.
It is indeed.
Right, time to do it, so here we go. All right, now weather-wise, yeah, it's yesterday we had, I won't call it a surprise snow, but it was more than expected.
Yeah.
Very frosty this morning, but the word of the day is absolutely fog. We have dense fog just about everywhere across the neighborhood. If you're out and about, of course, hey, get the headlights on so we can see you. It's very damp, very foggy. I actually had my car parked outside last night. Maybe that wasn't a bright move. Because I had to get out the scraper this morning, and I was scraping. This was hard to scrape this morning before the car finally warmed up and did the rest of it. Be careful with your driving this morning. Not sure how long this fog's going to hang around. Might hang around a while this morning. So please be very careful. I mean, in town, out of town, everywhere, it's dense fog this morning. Please be careful with your driving, and yes, for goodness sakes, get the doggone headlights on. Anyway, if you haven't been paying attention this week or haven't tuned in, mark down tomorrow. All right, tomorrow.
I have it marked down. Tomorrow, Friday.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We're going to be at the Giant Grocery Store, Benner Pike. That's outside Belfont, just off of I-99. We're going to be there tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, yes, we are collecting non-perishable food to help out some of our neighbors in need.
And when we say we, Scott and I taking credit for A.J. Roberts being there. We are doing this.
Well,
I'm with you.
He will be there. That is true.
Yes. Well, I like the we. I think we go with we.
Okay, we'll go with we.
Yeah, we are doing it.
That works. Okay. Now, from 8 to 5, well, we're not going to be there at 8.
Anytime I can take credit for
you
doing
go
absolutely
for it, huh?
Nothing. Absolutely right.
Now, in this case, this particular food drive is going to benefit the Faith Center of Belfont, because they have a lot of folks in need that they are connected with. So we're looking for non-perishable foods tomorrow. You know what they are. We're looking for monetary donations. All right, that works perfectly fine. 8 to 5 tomorrow, folks. We're going to be there, in a sense, all day. So you can't use, well, I couldn't get free. We're there for 9 hours tomorrow. If you can get there, please do to help out your neighbors. We're calling this our Week of Giving promotion. So we're working with Giant there in Belfont, Jordan Firearms of Loganton, Fisher's Market in Milesburg, the 64 Beer Store in Lamar, PAMP, that's Printing and More Printing in Pleasant Gap, and also the Pennsylvania Lottery. So if you can help tomorrow, that would be greatly appreciated. And when you're there, look for our display at the Giant. It would be hard to miss. You can sign up to win some prizes. So that's cool. During our Week of Giving from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Now, it's interesting. Kind of connected with that, I came across a story yesterday. Let me see if I can call it up here that I didn't lose it. Food pantries, this is from a website called Eating Well. Okay. And the headline, food pantries wish you'd stop donating these six items. All right. Now, this is according to the person that wrote this this article. They claim that, and there's a lot of food pantries in the neighborhood. They really don't want certain things. Please don't waste their time and effort. So what are the certain things? All right, let's run this down. Damaged or opened food. Oh, folks, come on. You wouldn't do that, would you? Well, apparently, some people do. Now, what caught my attention on this one, damaged, you might say damaged food? What is that? According to the story, dented cans. Now, I've seen those from time to time. You know, somebody drops a can or something on the ground or on the floor and it gets a dent on the side. Apparently, that's a damaged food, and food pantries and food banks really would rather not dealing with those. In other words, you know, if you got a can of food, I don't know, green beans or beans or something like that, a nice can of food, not some dented can. So you're supposed to watch out for those.
Get those dents out of here.
Well, you keep the dents at home, all right? That's what you do. Next is expired food. Now, folks, come on. This is a no-brainer. But according to the story here, apparently food pantries all the time, they get food in. Great. They look at, like, the expiration date. It's like 2 years ago. Come on. Seriously, folks, don't dump expired food with a food bank. All right, come on. Don't do that, please. Next up, perishable goods. Now, perishable goods covers a lot of ground. That could be fruits and vegetables. No. Okay. Not for a donation. Dairy products, meat, bread, perishable. Refrigerated or frozen items. In other words, if it's going to be hard for whatever the group is to, you know, deal with your food, don't do it. All right, just don't do it. I mean, don't bring us frozen food to our gig tomorrow at the Giant on the Benner Pike. We got no place to put it. All right, no, so don't do that. It says here some drinks. All right, apparently some drinks are not that popular with food banks. Now it says here soda. Some energy drinks. All right, now we mentioned milk. No, that's not good. Certain juices. Mr. Ironhead, it says here, never donate alcoholic beverages.
I never would.
Don't.
I'm not giving up my alcohol, pal.
I was going to say, you're going to keep yours. No
concerns there.
Another no-brainer, no homemade drinks. Hey, look what I made for you. No.
Well, moonshine for everybody. No. It's going to be a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, apparently you've had some already this morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, as far as drinks, of course, bottled water. Yep, got it. Sealed ground coffee. Okay. Tea bags. Okay. Powdered milk. Okay. Says here, like, vegetable juice. Okay, I get it. Electrolyte drinks. Obviously not open. All right. Watch out for that. And also it says, please do not donate. Do people do this? People, don't donate your supplements. you know, like vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A in a jar or a can or whatever. No, don't do that, okay? Just don't do that. And then finally, I don't know, this is on their list, non-food items. All right, if this is supposed to be a food drive, all right, don't bring clothes. It says here, don't bring pet foods. I don't know about that one. I mean, if it's an unopened, like a fresh bag, a newer bag of dog food, I don't know, maybe for a food bank, they might say, no, take it over to the pet place, you know, a pet store or something like that. They can gather that stuff. Okay, I can get that. All right. So bottom line is, first, please come out to the Giant next tomorrow between 8 and 5 with your non-perishable foods, not just anything. All right? Come on. Use your head. All right? Oh, we have happy birthday.
Hey.
Hold on. Oh. Happy birthday, Joe Biden. Former president. Okay, oh, come no. on.
Still
stop
a happy
it.
Birthday.
All right.
Enjoy your day, Uncle
former
Joe.
President Biden turns 83 today. Yeah, that's up
Doesn't
there.
Look a day over 87.
Thank you
oh,
very
wait a
much.
Second. What?
Now, as a comparison, and some of you do need this comparison. All right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is 79. Now, his birthday is in mid-June, by the way. He's 79, so if you kind of do the math, when we get up to 2028, he would be 82, all right? And no, he's not running for a third term, okay? That's not happening. Some of you continue apparently to cling to this idea. Again, he would be 82 years old in 2028. All right, we threw Joe Biden out when he was 82 or 81 years old or whatever. It goes both ways. All right, come on. All right, now we do have Thanksgiving next week, and it's amazing this argument here about the price of a Thanksgiving meal. All right, have you seen? There's a pile of stories out there with comparisons. Well, this year compared to last year. Okay, I mean, if some of this stuff is apples and oranges, in other words, you're comparing information. Okay. Now, Donald Trump on multiple occasions keeps saying, oh, price for Thanksgiving's gone down. You know, it's lower than it was under Sleepy Joe, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. Well, yes and no. All right. Now, first off, of course, the highlight item of a Thanksgiving meal is your turkey. All right. We like turkey. The price. Now, see here, this is even debatable. The price for turkey is higher this year. It is. Now, the question is, how much? And this is where the argument ensues. And the argument maybe ensues because it might depend on where you live. In some places, turkey is more expensive. In other places, turkey is maybe less expensive. It depends on where you live. You know, you take all this stuff and you kind of jam it together as some national average. Well, sometimes that's not accurate. So, for instance, Purdue University had a recent study, and they announced that, okay, the price for turkey has gone up this year. Well, right off the bat, Trump and tariffs and you throw out the and you need to kind of step back and think, no, wait a minute, let's think about this. First off, that bird flu thing. All right, remember bird flu? Remember when the price of chicken eggs went insane back earlier in this year? $8 for a dozen eggs. Remember? Totally nuts. Well, that's bird flu. Well, last time I checked, turkey is a bird. Yes? Would you agree with
that? I think this is correct.
Okay, good. So apparently, in some respects, the avian flu, either now or earlier this year, affected turkeys. In other words, turkey flocks and so on. Well, we've seen it with the bird eggs. Whoop! Up went the prices. So in this case, if it did affect turkey flocks, whoop! Up they go. Question is, how much do they go? It depends on who you talk to.
That's why we're paying those flocking prices.
Oh, hey, stop that.
Huh?
All right. I did a little quick research because I'm seeing all these different stories, and the first thing I noticed was, wait a minute, they're not agreeing. Can these all be correct? So I came across a story One story said the price for turkey, this is turkey, the price for turkey is 75% higher than last year. And I'm like, what? Holy moly. Then I did some more reading. Then I found, okay, this story says it's 40% higher. Then I found another one. Well, no, this one says it's 25% higher.
What the heck?
And I kept on reading. No, it's 10% higher. And I'm like, wait a minute. They can't all be correct. One says it's 10% higher. The other says it's 75% higher. What? And this Purdue University study was cited, the same study, as far as I know, was cited in two of these stories.
Well, I think this study was like 79% correct.
Oh, well, might be less than that, because the one story that cited this Purdue study said that the price is 25% higher. Meanwhile, another story that apparently cited the same Purdue study claimed the price is 75% higher. Now, wait a minute. They can't both be right. All right? I mean, the folks at Purdue need to say, wait a minute, that's not what we said. Hold on. Is this just creative journalism? I don't know. It's just, the numbers are all over the place for the price of a turkey. Now, this week, the American Farm Bureau Federation came out with their numbers. But in their particular case, they priced out essentially the entire classic Thanksgiving dinner. In other words, all the fixins. Now, all right, like turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, filling, the Ironhead's favorite, cranberry sauce. Okay, come on. I think green beans,
I like green beans.
Maybe something else in there. Now, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, now here's where things get creative, because this is based on wholesale prices, not necessarily retail prices. Folks, when you go to the store, you're buying retail. You're not buying wholesale, right? But according to this bureau, for a party of 10, that's a pretty big family, all right, party of 10, the classic Thanksgiving dinner should cost $55.18. All right, so that's interesting. So that's what? That's over $5.50 a person. Now, according to this bureau, that price is down 5% from last year.
Huh.
Now, maybe this is the one that Mr. Trump keeps citing. Oh, it's less expensive. Maybe this is what he's talking about. Okay. So, in other words, your Thanksgiving meal is more just turkey, right? There's a whole bunch of things, hopefully. You put them all together, and allegedly those other things maybe have gone down a little bit. I don't know. But apparently it's gone down a shade. Now, here's the deal.
What's the deal?
If you go back to 2019.
Oh, those were the days.
In other words, pre-COVID, and you compare a Thanksgiving meal pre-COVID with a Thanksgiving meal now, it's 13% higher than it was pre-COVID. Now, that I agree with. All right? COVID made a mess of so many things. And then, no offense, Biden and friends come into power. Remember, inflation went bananas for several different reasons. And you kind of throw all that together, and that's what we're dealing with right now. We keep hearing people, affordability, affordability. Okay, that's easy to say, but rather than just point the finger at Donald Trump, which some people just love doing that, you got to point the finger really at the last 5 to 6 years and all the different things that happened in there to, overspending and so on, to jack up the prices of, well, seemingly everything. All right? We'd love to get an easy answer for this one. There's no easy answer. It's just there. Now the question is, okay, we're going into 2026. What can be done to finally start to lower some of that stuff? There's your challenge right there. So stay tuned for that. All right, let's see if there's anybody over on the Hill listening. I call Penn State the Hill. All right, there's a story out here. Makes a claim 1 in 8 college freshmen lack basic math skills. Now, this is from a study in California. Now, maybe this is only a California thing. That's a possibility. But you take this, of course, whoop, and you try to extend it across the whole country. One out of eight college freshmen does not have basic math skills.
This is a problem. We have over half of the students out there that don't have basic math skills. Folks, I mean, what are we going to do? That 1/8 translates to like 60% or something. This is very problematic.
Okay.
We have got to start doing a better job of teaching the kiddos math skills.
Yes, and some of the adults too, apparently.
Huh?
Apparently there's at least one college in California. They have now started, and this would
there's more than that. There's multiple
colleges. Well, there's one doing this, okay? For college freshmen, they now have to take a basic high school math course in college. Because apparently, somehow, they didn't get it in high school. All right, I'm going to give you a problem, Mr. Ironhead. And according to this story, it says 25% of college freshmen got this problem wrong.
Ugh.
All right, are you ready?
Again, over half. This is just crazy.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
All right, don't tax yourself too much.
I'm a problem solver,
well,
if nothing else.
Well, let's see what you do with this one. Apparently, a bunch of kids have trouble with this. 7 plus 2 equals blank plus 6. 7 plus 2 equals blank plus 6. Fill in the blank.
Well, if I were to fill it in, I'd fill it in with a 3, but that's just me.
You got it right. You're obviously not a college freshman. All right, good. According to the story, 25% of college freshmen couldn't figure out that problem. All right, folks, I'm not making this up. This is a story from California. 7 plus 2 equals
California.
Blank plus 6. I mean, the rest of us are like, well, 3? 25% couldn't get it right. Whoa. Okay. That's a little weird. All right. And finally, oh, come on. Seriously?
Seriously, dude.
No. There is a bill introduced recently, and I guess this is in Florida.
I just got introduced to a bill last night. It was great to meet you.
In Florida? Okay.
No, up here.
Palm Beach International Airport. Somebody has the bright idea we should rename that to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Now, Mar-a-Lago, his big place, is near Palm Beach. And some local state representative down there is pitching this idea. He wants to do it now. Whatever happened to the thing where you retire or, you know, you pass away and then you name things for people? Whatever happened to that? I don't know, unwritten rule? Of course, you know, the Washington Commanders are going to be getting a new football stadium, and somebody wants to name that for Donald Trump. Like, no. Okay, no. Maybe when he's out of office, or, again, he's 79 right now. He eventually passes away, then maybe you name things for him. Mr. Ironhead, am I crazy with such a thought?
Oh, you are crazy.
I'm crazy?
Lost your ever-loving mind.
Apparently I have. Come on, folks, really? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment.
Give us a break.
Oh, we got lots of sportsy stuff.
Oh, yeah,
it's been an interesting week.
It has indeed.
Again, Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau going to join us later this hour. We'll have some open line time in our second hour, and yeah, we're going to talk a little college football of shorts and some newsy stuff, too.
Again,
it's been a fascinating week when you think about it. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We sort of avoided the meteor strike. Well, maybe not. That last hour, what happened there? We're going to take a break. We're fine now. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world. Too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home, decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Get up and get going with 98.7 The Fox.
It is a Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And this is the time of the morning where we like to take a check of sports, and so we do.
Good idea.
Because we have, you know, that kind of power.
Good idea.
We like to show that power.
Okay.
It's what we like to do. Penn State football will recognize its seniors Saturday night. Well, of course, they've been around the campus 4 or 5 years. Of course you're going to recognize them.
Well, hopefully.
I mean, you recognize a lot of those fellas. They've been all over the place throughout their careers. They're going to celebrate the seniors as well. Over 30 seniors will be honored in pregame ceremonies before the Nittany Lions try to close out the home schedule with a victory and keep themselves alive for a bowl game at the end of the season. Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule, State High and Penn State alum, expressed his great satisfaction with having a night game on the road before a Friday game this coming week for the Cornhuskers.
That's right.
Says, yeah, this, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, seems completely fair. Good job, Big Ten. Thank you. I am paraphrasing there, but that was the gist.
You're paraphrasing in reverse.
Of the comments yesterday. Ooh. It is an interesting dynamic when... And Matt Rhule was pointing out, it does seem like some programs get the benefit of the doubt, and others, you can deal with it. You figure it out. This is why I do think we need a, whether it's a commissioner's office or a centralized office for college football, not just the Big Ten, that looks at all of this stuff and tries to dole things out as fairly as possible. Now, they have that in the NFL, and you still, there are some Thursday night games that make you scratch your head as to what they're doing with teams and travel and having the Thursday night games all together, but I digress. Not exactly an altogether fair system, I think we could say, regarding the Big Ten and its scheduling. Regardless, 7 o'clock kickoff, NBC will be televising the Nittany Lions' final home game of the season. Now, this is going to continue to get updated over the course of the coming weeks, but several Penn State staffers are no longer with the football program and are heading to Virginia Tech to join James Franklin there, Associate Athletic Director and Chief of Staff, Kevin Thruckle, General Manager of Personnel and Recruitment, Andy Frank. They are reuniting with Franklin in Blacksburg. At least seven other staff members are also leaving to join the Hokies. This according to multiple reports out there. Assistant Director of Player Relations, Brett Arnold, Recruiting Coordinator for Personnel, Chris Mann, and Assistant Recruiting Coordinator for Personnel, Rashad Elby, Assistant Director of Player Advancement and Revenue Sharing Strategy, Aeneas Hawkins, who's a Penn State grad, Director of Recruiting Content, Caleb Tyler, Director of External Operations, Tristan Iono, and Assistant Recruiting Coordinator for Operations and Visits, Carson Keeler. And it was interesting, Terry Smith was asked, you know, would there be a possibility of you joining James Franklin at Virginia Tech? He's like, yeah, there's a lot of things possible as we look down the road. Who knows what is going to happen or how things are going to play out. Right now, my focus is we got to figure out how to win this game against Nebraska on Saturday night. And a lot of discussion out there about what may or may not happen in regards to players, coaches, additional staff members working their way toward Blacksburg, Virginia, as a result of the hiring of James Franklin earlier this week. Lots of intrigue there. Penn State men's basketball team gutting out an 84-80 victory over Harvard last night. Man, Harvard played well. They would not go away. They were right in that thing all the way. Kept thinking, oh, all right, I think Penn State has it now, and then boom. Harvard just came right back. Caden Mingo had a great game for Penn State. He led the way with a career-high 24 points. And as we were telling you yesterday, in the fight for literacy game, you just knew Josh Reed had to come up big, and he did. He had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals for the Nittany Lions. Ivan Jurich also led the Nittany Lions with 9 rebounds in the contest. Penn State improving to 5-0 on the season. The Nittany Lions will be back in action in Connecticut at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon against Providence. Penn State swimming and diving wrapping up the second day of the Ohio State Invitational, so we're now halfway through that event. Top 10 finishes in 3 events for the Nittany Lions, including senior Mariano Lazzarini, who had a record-breaking night as he set Penn State records in the a Penn State record in the 100 breaststroke and won that event. Lazzarini setting the new record with a 50.96 time in the 100 breaststroke, his record-setting time, again winning the event for the Nittany Lions. That was the only event Penn State won on the day. Matthew Bittner was 5th in the 100 butterfly, and Cooper Morley was right behind, taking 7th in that same event. Both of those individuals, Bittner and Morley, recording personal best in that event, the 100 butterfly. Penn State also doing well on the women's side. Audrey Cohn swam a 101.91 in the 100 breaststroke B finals to take 4th place in her heat and finish 13th overall. In the women's 200 freestyle relay, Penn State finished in 10th place. Also, the men in the 200 freestyle relay earned 5th place in yesterday's action. Also, Penn State getting in the diving finals, getting in the 3-meter finals, a 7th place finish from Brammer. And in the 1-meter men's dive, it was Hayden Elliott taking 15th place. Action does resume this morning. We'll have preliminary action getting underway here at 9:30 this morning, and then the finals will get underway at 5:30 tonight, and then the event will wrap up with one more day tomorrow. The Penn State wrestling team has 9 wrestlers ranked in this week's Intermat rankings, including 5 who are now number 1 in their weight classes. Luke Lilidahl at 125, Shane Van Ness at 149, Mitchell Messenbrink at 165, Levi Haynes at 174, and Josh Barr at 197. Penn State also has true freshman Marcus Blaze now in the rankings at 14 at 133. Aaron Nagao, 10th at 141. Rocco Welsh, despite winning his season-opening bout, drops 2 spots from number 2 to number 4 at 184. Cole Mirasola is 10th at heavyweight. The Nittany Lions will be competing at the Black Knight Open this Sunday after winning their season-opening dual meet over Oklahoma last Friday, 45-0. And the beloved Pittsburgh Penguins will be back in action tomorrow night hosting the Minnesota Wild. The Philadelphia Flyers will be back in action tonight as the Flyers take on the St. Louis Blues. Again, a 7 o'clock start for that one tonight. Last night, the Toronto Raptors topped the Philadelphia 76ers in the NBA, 121-112. The third quarter was the difference. The Raptors outscoring the Sixers 44-28 in the period. Tyrese Maxey with 24 points to lead Philly. Toronto now has reeled off 5 consecutive victories. Philadelphia is now 8-6 on the season. And Penn State releasing well, I guess the NCAA, releasing the graduation success rate, latest numbers. Penn State student athletes earning a record-tying 93% graduation success rate. 13 programs at Penn State have a perfect 100% rating.
Good.
Ninth consecutive year that the Nittany Lions have posted a record or record-tying performance in the classroom. Penn State, one of just 8 schools that have won at least 10 NCAA championships since the 2015-2016 academic year and earned at least a 90% graduation success rate in the 2025 report. The other schools, in case you're wondering, Florida, North Carolina, Stanford, Texas, UCLA, USC, and Virginia. Both the graduation success rate and the federal graduation rates are based on student athletes from the 2015 through 2018 seasons and years, and reflect the percentage of student athletes earning a degree within 6 years, the NCAA developing the graduation success rate to account for transfer student athletes, mid-year enrollees, and others not tracked by the federal graduation rates. The NCAA's annual graduation rates report of Division I institutions throughout the country show Penn State student athletes at the University Park campus earned a graduation success rate of 93% to equal the school's all-time record, which was set in the 2023 and again in the 2024 NCAA reports. 21 of the twenty-seven Penn State programs. And if you're wondering, wait a second, Ironhead, they have over 30 programs at Penn State. The NCAA combines the track and field and cross-country teams into one team per gender for the reporting metric. Penn State teams earning a graduation success rate at or above the Division I national GSR average of 90%. Football program posting an 85% graduation success rate. That is the 16th consecutive year that the football program has surpassed the national average for their sport. And we will be talking about this and much, much more coming up on the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon from 2 to 4. Following this program this morning, we will have the Dan Patrick Show from 10 to noon, Joe Lednoski, and the Pennsylvania Sports Network ruling your way from noon to 2 this afternoon. And then we'll join Fox Sports. And then tonight, you know, we were talking Thursday night football a little earlier. Not a fan. And this time of the year, it is, you're asking an awful lot of those players. There's a reason these games often don't look like good NFL games. It's because you're not giving the athletes enough time to recover and get back feeling good. But the Buffalo Bills will be at the Houston Texans tonight, and we will have the game for you starting at 7:30. Kickoff will be at about 8:15 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Buffalo fans thrilled.
Always.
Houston fans. Thrilled.
How could you not be?
All right.
Bills are 7-3 on the season, by the way. The Texans are 5-5 heading into this one. Josh Allen, of course, coming off that 6-touchdown performance, 3 TD passes and 3 TD runs. So
monster.
See if the Bills can keep it going on the god-awful Thursday night games.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, before we take a break, I got thoughts on the Penn State James Franklin Virginia Tech saga. We'll save that for the 9 o'clock hour, all right, because we need some time to deal with some of this stuff. It's interesting how schedules are different, all right? Now, Penn State basketball men played last night. They will essentially, we got some breaks coming up. Next week is Thanksgiving break. All right. And then, of course, the winter break, you know, from what, mid-December to, what is it, second week of January. The basketball teams just kind of, right, they kind of play through that. I mean, there's basketball games. When's the next men's game?
Is it Saturday afternoon,
all right.
4 o'clock.
All right. Yep. And then after that, there's, and same for the women, although the women get to go to the Bahamas.
Hey. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we got to cover that. Daggone, mm-hmm. right? But they keep playing. Interesting that the hockey teams, the ice hockey teams, don't have the same type of schedule. They've got some big lulls coming up. Now, I've mentioned that I'm a big Penn State women's hockey fan. They're great. Those girls are awesome. They're undefeated. They're the only undefeated team left. Now, some would say, well, who have they played? Okay, they're playing their league. Be nice if there were a Big Ten women's hockey league. I think they need two more teams to pick up varsity. I think that's right, varsity yep. hockey, so that they have the numbers to do it. I tell you, if you're a women's hockey fan, this is tough. Their next 12 games, only one at home. Only one. And that won't be until December 30th. And rather than, you know, usually they play two games. Somebody comes in, they play like a Friday game, a Saturday game, or something like that. It's a single game on December 30th. I think it's Cornell. Otherwise, they don't have another home game until late January. Yikes.
1 out of 12. So that's only like 40% of their games coming up are going to be at home
what
over
you,
this next 12 games.
You
stretch.
A college freshman or something? Is that what you are?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, the men's side, they had their teddy bear toss the other night.
Yeah, they did.
All right, when they had Michigan in town. And, I mean, it was amazing if you were either there or if you saw some coverage. All right, now we're going to play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. How many teddy bears got tossed on the ice last weekend on Teddy Bear Toss Night?
I had high aspirations. 73 billion
whoa,
teddy bears.
Whoa, whoa.
Each person, it was amazing.
That would fill up
each
the goalie.
Each person brought in over
that would fill
tens
up
tens of millions of.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, that would fill up Pagula.
That would be a little crazy.
Try again.
1,400.
You're low.
10.
You're low.
2,020.
You're still low.
4,000.
Okay, now you're high. All right.
3,016.
Okay, forget it. 2,173 teddy bears.
Pretty darn impressive.
That's incredible. That really is. I mean, goodness, what's the...
Actually, the reporting I saw seemed very credible.
All right.
Scott is disparaging the
I keep forgetting.
Reporting here of
what,
Penn State.
What is
I thought it was very credible.
Well, actually, I saw two updates on social media yesterday. Apparently, they said the interns forgot a bag.
Oh, those interns!
That's what it was. It was the interns. Oh, please, give me a break.
Get that bag over here.
I mean, the capacity for Bakula, is it 6,000? What's the 6,000? So if everybody, well, not everybody brought a bear, but one out of three people brought a bear that night and, of course, tossed it out on the ice. It took them a while to collect them all up. And the Four Diamonds Fund.
6,014 is the listed capacity.
6,000 is close enough.
And that's pretty darn
all
close.
Right. So the Four Diamonds Fund gets the bears, and of course they give them to, you know, kids that have to go to the hospital or something like that. So that's really cool. That's amazing. Kudos to everybody involved. Wow, that's a lot of bears. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I think our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join us.
And Paul Skeens is staying with the Pirates.
Hey! Well,
he got upset about the... well, we didn't know that. There were a lot of people putting
Yankee
a lot
rumor?
Of credence into okay. Yes, that report. Skeens on the Dan Patrick Show, actually, yesterday, is like, no, nothing to that whatsoever. I'm not trying to work my way out of Pittsburgh. And... maybe, just maybe, the Pirates are actually going to try to do something this offseason.
I thought his
fingers crossed.
I thought Livy stepped
please,
in and
please.
Said, you're not going to play for the Yankees. Didn't Livy step in and say something like that?
Anyway, no.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, find out about an interesting upcoming event. We have open lines in the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah, got to talk about this. Penn State, Virginia Tech, James Franklin. I mean, this is a fascinating situation. It really is. And we'll delve into it, maybe take your calls as well. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up later this morning as we roll through this foggy Thursday edition.
All right. We welcome back our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. How you doing?
Wonderful, Scott. Great to see you guys. It's been a while.
Great
it's
to be seen.
Yeah. Especially in this mist, right?
Yeah, how about it?
It's there so soupy out there today, but I guess it's kind of appropriate, right?
It is.
Now, are you? We exchanged messages a while back. You know, obviously we do that a lot, scheduling all the different guests we've had and so on, which is great.
Yeah.
This is like the slow period for you guys, or what?
Well,
it's all relative, I suppose.
It's relative. I mean, for instance, I was on a Zoom call this morning at 6 a.m. with some international operators about a tour series next year. So, as far as actual visitation to the area, we're about ready to enter a 7-week period where, because of the holidays, because of the students not being around, the volume does slow down. There's still events taking place, but you don't have the heavy volume that we've had, for instance, the most, October, September, whether it's football weekend or not. But, yeah, so technically we do kind of slow down. We're kind of wrapping things up. But, yeah, to your point, we're always we're working for the next summer, the next fall. There's always a lot of things going on a daily basis.
It really is amazing, some of the events that we have. That and part of it is because of Penn State, as we've talked about, obviously the football weekends at the top of that list. But it was funny. I was just – every now and then you just kind of – or at least I just kind of forget about, all right, this is – opportunities coming up. We just happened to be driving by, actually had to take our kid to the emergency room again last night.
Whoa.
But we're driving back and passing the Jordan Center, and I'm looking at the upcoming shows, not just on the marquee, and it's like, and I'm going to forget now, but I mean, there's concerts, there's Dancing with the Stars stuff,
Cirque du Soleil,
which,
yeah.
Yes, and I'm like, just there, if you look at that over the next, I don't know, what, 6 months or so,
yeah.
It's like, holy cow, yeah. Is that an amazing, just that alone.
Menu
like,
of, yeah.
Wow, that
yeah.
is what cool opportunities we have locally. And it just got me to think, I knew, obviously, you were coming in this morning. But, man, yeah. We really do, we have a lot of really unique
yeah.
things that come here, in part because of Penn State, in part just because of the area. But, I'm hoping people take advantage of just exposing yourself or your kiddos, and that's what was making me think. It's like, and we've taken them to Cirque du Soleil. Like, I think getting those opportunities to see
right.
and experience different things, whether it's plays on campus or the movies that were in here with the Center Film Festival.
The Film Fest last week, yeah.
I'm hoping people are understanding and taking advantage of some of these opportunities to maybe expand our own horizons a little.
Yeah, and I think they are, Jeff. I mean, we see it. We see attendance growing in a lot of the events throughout
Good.
The year. I mean, that's the value of living in Happy Valley, even though it's, population-wise, we're low comparatively to other regions. But we have a lot of at our disposal because of the university.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore that. And whether it's sports, whether it's arts and entertainment, whether it's just academic-based programs that are yeah. offered throughout the year. And, yeah, our job is we kind of wrap around that. We provide that other layer of things to do. But you're right. Al and his team at the Jordan Center have done a great job lining up. They have a tough job because they're trying to find those openings between
yep.
basketball and the other activities that are going on at the Jordan Center. I think we've got I know the HVSEA is involved with a few events in the first 4 months. I think there's a big wrestling tournament going on out there sometime in March. So yeah, it's challenging for that staff and that team, but they do a great
for sure.
job.
They do a great
and you've got to understand too the scheduling that has to take place, because a lot of those acts have choices in the
yeah.
state of Pennsylvania, and I won't name those other locations, but they have choices, and
sure.
They elect to stop here or somehow connect those other stops
yep.
with a drive-by, at least here in Jordan Center. Last week it was announced Pennsylvania Restaurant and Association had their annual meeting. Restaurant and Lodging Association had their annual meeting. The state announced 5 locations for concerts to celebrate 250 PA. We were named as one of them. Now, we're not quite sure on the details of all that, but it's going to be sometime in May. But one of 5 locations around the state, that's not going to be in Beaver Stadium. We already know that.
Yeah.
So it'll be at the Jordan Center. But it is, I always get I get rubbed the wrong way when people say we're located in the middle of nowhere because, okay, maybe, but not really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... it was funny. We were going through some visitor reports, some new intel that we get. And I know the airport talks about leakage all the time with people that are living within our immediate area, and they traveled other airports to catch flights. We have the same thing. The previous 12 months, we have had over 400,000 people who come through the county, stop and do some things here, but are staying, leaking in neighboring counties. And it takes a while to let your brain wrap around that. It's the first time we've seen that report. So we're trying to dig a little deeper to see, are those people that are just residents in those neighboring counties, or are they actually overnighting in those neighboring counties? Sure. So, for a place that's in the middle of nowhere, we certainly spin off an awful lot. And it's quite an economy here, but we don't slow down. For us it's 12 months a year. You know, we are wrapping up one calendar. We operate on a fiscal, so we're only in the middle of our year, if you will.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to be done, a lot of groundwork. It's so competitive. You've heard me say this before. It is so competitive out there for that tourist dollar, and even more so now. We're noticing people, they're traveling, but they're not spending as much. So they're a little more sensitive to what they're spending. Hmm. So it's become even more competitive, and it's so noisy. You know, our competitors south of us are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. They're inside arenas. They're on the airways. They're on boards. They're on TV. And again, next year is going to be a big year for the state of Pennsylvania. There's a lot of major events happening here.
Yeah.
And we expect to take advantage of some of them.
All right, so what is this crystal ball? All right, you said crystal ball 2026. Are you like Nostradamus now or something?
Oh, boy.
What's going on?
What was it? Who was the guest on Johnny Carson with
Carnac?
Who did he play with the envelope?
Carnac.
You're going to give me an envelope here, and I've got my turban, right?
Back when nighttime TV was actually funny.
That's right. Well, that's right. People stayed up to watch, right?
All right.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm very optimistic about next year. I think because of those major events, you know, our region, we've got a steady calendar of events right from mid-January, up until Memorial Day, really. And even on Memorial Day, there's some new events that are popping up. We've got, of course, the Big Ten Championship Wrestling Tournament is going to be here in March, which is, we don't get that every year. So that'll be an add-on in the month of March. And we've got the State Games of America. I think Eric's been in here recent weeks talking about that at the end of July. There's going to be an outdoor rec announcement about a major competition that's coming in the middle of May. I think they're due to have a press conference around December 2nd. I don't know if Eric alluded to that while he was here or not, but that's just it's further validation of the desirability to be here in Happy Valley and compete and enjoy our. So I am very optimistic about next year. I think with the state, FIFA, with the World Cup, you're going to get some overflow from that, hopefully.
Yeah.
A lot of golf tournaments, All-Star Game, and, of course, we're celebrating. In fact, Friday, tomorrow, we are unveiling commemorative Liberty Bells, two of them around the county. One's going to be at Curtin Village tomorrow morning, and I think at Center Furnace in the afternoon. Oh. So we'll kind of kick off the recognition of the big birthday next year.
Very cool.
So I think so. I think it's going to be a good year. We're adding more hotels. So we've got to fill those guest rooms as well. And maybe some of that leakage I speak of will find a reason and have a opportunity to stay here in Happy Valley. But we're pretty excited about next year.
World Cup at Beaver Stadium. Come on.
It's under construction. You'll never do that.
Is that the reason?
Of course. But I don't know. I mean, they're in major cities, and it's Lord knows what the incentives were. There'd have to have been incentives. I know we deal with incentives with all kinds of tournaments around here, and I'm sure it's the same with anything of that magnitude.
Yeah, but there's 100,000 seats here.
Yeah.
Cities don't have that.
Yeah, but they're in New York, Philly, Are they in D.C.?
Some of them may change, allegedly. Yeah. All right. The powers that be may change some locations.
Oh, no.
And it's political.
Well, I know. Isn't it next week or the following week they actually announce
the draw? Yes.
The draw.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting to see what teams are going to be performing down in Philly, because that'll tell us a lot as far as visitation to the state goes. So,
all right.
Well, but no, I think we had a good 25. Not quite. I don't think it's going to be quite at the levels of 24, and it's not because we didn't try. It's because we didn't have a Luke Combs concert. We're not having a playoff game. There was an extra day last year, February. We had the Olympic trials a year ago, so there were some events that didn't repeat, some large events that didn't repeat. But it was still a good year for tourism in Happy Valley in 25, and I think we'll do really well next year as well.
Look out, though, for the it'll be a big year in 2036 when we get the Olympic Games here. Will
it not? That's
the Olympic Games.
Are we not putting in an Olympic
Let's see, what do we got? We got 10 years. We've got to build up an Olympic village with affordable housing,
Jeff? What could possibly go wrong?
Affordable housing there with the Olympic Village, i.e. Montreal, 76, right?
No. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be something, huh?
No.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the World Cup is sharing between, what is it, Central Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a regional competition for the Olympics.
Yeah, we could do Pittsburgh, Philly, State College.
That would be an incredible bid process.
It would indeed.
Unbelievable.
The Pennsylvania Olympics. Okay.
Yeah, Keystone.
All right, before Olympics, we let you go, I have to ask you this question. Now, certainly, I've been in your office a bunch of times. The free popcorn is really cool.
Yeah.
This whole Penn State football thing, you guys have got to be watching this.
Oh, yeah.
And nervous, angst, anxious? I mean, what?
I think like everybody else, you know, it's we're still getting over it. I don't think it was expected. I don't think the whole season was expected.
That's fair to say.
And what was it? We're talking about, what, the first 5 weeks? There was such a 180.
Yeah.
And it's almost taken us this amount of time to let it settle in. The football weekends probably account, a normal regular season, 7 games, not with a playoff game, it probably accounts for about 20% of what the hotel revenues are. Hmm. In just those 7 weeks.
For the year.
20% of their total
is
realized in those 7 weekends. Maybe throw in the blue-white weekend.
Yeah.
So naturally, you'd like to be a little more familiar with what's happening. But, you know, we work with the athletic department quite a bit. We know the people, that the leadership there. I'm very confident that they'll figure it out. And, you know, they know more. They know more. They know better than we do. But, yeah, the uncertainty and then the news earlier this week, and certainly wish Coach Franklin and whomever's going with him all the best down in Blacksburg. My brother graduated from Virginia Tech, so there is, like we were talking earlier, there's a seems to be a lot of connection
there
between the two.
For sure.
So, but we were also talking before we went on air, Penn State's never played Virginia Tech in football, which is unbelievable you think.
They were scheduled, and COVID got in the way.
They were scheduled to play this year.
So isn't that amazing that he lands, of all the places that he could possibly go, he's going to a university that we have never played before.
That is wild.
So, it's always, you know, when something is that disruptive to the bell cow, so to speak. It's concerning, but I'm confident they'll figure it out, and there'll be light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Okay, all right.
Have no inside knowledge, so don't ask that next question, Scott.
Yeah.
I can see that coming.
I will know? Say the number of people that are pretty close to it that I think they're genuine, that are like, I don't know. there are a lot of people wondering that you're like, well, you must have some inkling. And they're like, I really don't.
Schools are still playing. Yep. I mean, they have, I know it was in the beginning of the process when, the Nebraska coach was announced as a potential candidate.
Yep.
You know, it was like, circle this date on the calendar. he's coming to town. I wonder what that's going to look like on senior night. But, you know, things have kind of resolved themselves on the Nebraska side.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a new beginning for Penn State football. This is just, I don't think, going to be a Band-Aid. This is, full-fledged reorg, so to speak. But I'm, you know, with our association with the leadership and the athletic department, I'm very confident that they'll do a good job. They'll find the right mix, the right match, if you will, and we'll be good. We'll be Penn State, right?
Right.
We are.
That is
we are. If Captain Suey was here, he'd stand up and say we are.
Absolutely
right?
Right.
Isn't that the way it works?
That is. Okay.
All right. We'll go with that, Dave.
That's part of the expectation and anticipation of 26.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for the final. We don't even know the Big Ten conference schedule for next year. We're expecting that around championship weekend, early December. We know the out-of-conference home games.
Yep.
There's only two of them next year in September. I think we play on the road at Temple. But the rest of the seven? No. I don't know how many home games. And five conference games would be at home next year. We know the opponents. We just don't know when.
Yep.
And I know people are anxiously awaiting to find that out. But we should hear about that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dave, as always, we appreciate your time.
Well, it's a little maybe. No, not quite. It's happy holidays to everybody, your listeners. Indeed. We appreciate your support throughout the year and kind of tooting the horn. And I hope we've entertained you with some interesting visitors over the months that we've been working together.
It's been terrific. It really has.
Yeah. I was on my way to Philly last Thursday. You had Matthew on about his That's an amazing story.
Unbelievable.
And that's just the type of stories that we have here in Happy Valley, and most people don't even realize it. So, happy holidays to all of you and your listeners, and we'll do it again. We still have some more visits.
In December.
Because there's still a lot of things going on, especially for locals. They're lighting the tree tonight. Victorian Christmas in Bellefonte will be happening. We have a half marathon here. The first weekend in December, that is one of the most challenging courses in America. People don't realize that. I remember showing that initially to Ironman, thinking, well, be easy. You got to run a half marathon anyway, so why don't you just use the course? And the reps from Ironman said, no, that might be a little too difficult for a triathlon.
Wow.
So, that's in the first weekend of December and first night. So there's a lot of things to do, and encourage all your listeners to shop local. Stay off the internet. Buy local. Buy here in Happy Valley.
We've
got great merchants and got to keep them going through the holidays.
Well, we had that internet outage a couple of days ago that knocked our stream off.
Yeah.
And a lot of other
Solar
things.
Solar flares, or what was that?
Cloudflare was the name of the company.
They overwhelmed with.
So if you can knock out the internet, a lot of people will shop local, Dave. See what you can do on that.
Okay, I'll try to find the master switch. Right?
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
We'll go dark for a weekend or so. Well, it's Black Friday in a week, right?
There you go.
But thanks a lot, guys. It's been great.
No, thank
this year.
You. It's been a lot of fun.
And I appreciate all the support and all the encouragement you have on tourism, because it's growing. It really is growing. We're the fastest growing tourist economy in this state since COVID.
No, it's fun to see.
And it continues to go.
It really is. Yeah. It's been fun to see.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
We'll come back and we'll see. We won't knock off the internet, but we probably will get in trouble because we do that from time to time.
That's possible.
There you go. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we'll be right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Belfond Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, getting you through the fog of a the penultimate day of the work week, Mr. Geese.
Your favorite word.
I do love penultimate.
Okay. The ultimate pen, whatever the heck that means.
The penultimate day of the work week ahead of the penultimate game of the college football season for Penn State, at least the regular season. Perhaps.
Well,
the Nittany Lions still have two games to go after Saturday's contest against the Cornhuskers.
All right, folks, we have open line time. Anything you'd like to chime? We've got a few things, all right?
We've got things.
814-954-7266. Whatever your opinion is on this or something else, and somebody's already ringing the phone, so that didn't take very long. So let's take a call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Jeff. I picked up a little bit on that Paul Skeens thing with Lizzie or something. I heard you say about him making decisions, and I said, I'm thinking to myself, if I'm Paul Skeens and Lizzie says, you know, I know you're young, but I'd really like to spend all day with you, Paul. Maybe you should retire. My next phone call would be to the Pirates, and I would be using two words. I quit. Jeff, can you run down quickly the broadcast times and where I can find you on the dial this weekend, and I'll hang up.
Yep, it'll be 9:40 will be the start of the coverage. GoPSUSports.com is where you can definitively find it. I believe I'm honestly not 100% sure what the station is that the broadcasts are on locally. That should be listed at the Penn State website, I believe, but you can definitely find it at GoPSU Sports. But we'll pretty much be straight through starting at 9:40 Sunday morning, and the broadcast should wrap up. Always tough to project. I would say 5 o'clock-ish, and ish could be like an hour either side, depending on kind of how everything goes. I don't think they have, I think it's, if I saw it right, it's either 6 or 7 teams that'll be sending wrestlers. So the brackets for the most part should be 16 man brackets, which should get us out of there ideally maybe a little earlier, but roughly 5 o'clock. But we'll have just continuous coverage of Penn State wrestling on Sunday. Couple of things just locally. This story with the Samuel Friday, who was charged earlier this week, Tuesday, I guess, District Attorney's Office, Bernie Cantorna, coming out with some details yesterday. 67-year-old man charged with 10 felony counts of child sexual abuse material. After state police at Rockview say they found numerous videos and photos of juveniles engaged in various sexual acts inside his home, which is in Taylor Township. Additional charges are likely forthcoming. I think they say maybe. It sounds likely. It was the first assistant district attorney, Joshua Andrews, who in the press conference yesterday in Bellefonte said that, yeah, they're still investigating and looking into some different components of this. The scope of the criminal misconduct, I think, is still trying to be sorted out. They are looking to figure out exactly how many people were involved and how many people were impacted. And just a horrible situation any way you look at it. They are asking for anybody with any additional information to get in touch with them. State police at Rockview, you can call there at 814-355-7545 if you have any additional information, or you can reach County Detective John Aston, who is with the District Attorney's Office, and you can reach him at 814-355-6735 if you have any additional information. Again, this thing, and there are allegations, and I want to be clear on that at this point. As always, I'm a little uncomfortable, a little nervous, not as much in this case, just the evidence and the material that they are saying they've found. But I'm always a little uncomfortable when we're getting one side of the story. And to this point, that is all we are getting in this case. But this one sounds pretty open and shut. There's actual honest-to-God evidence here that they've gone through, and it is horrific to listen to the description yesterday. And there are a bunch of questions, some of which I suspect we'll have answered, some of which we probably won't. But one of them is, and this is just, anytime we get into this stuff, even with the point shaving and the betting scandals that we have, and man, are we going to get more of those. I was just talking to somebody that has a little more knowledge, a little more savvy on this. He's like, yeah, these stories are going to be all over the place here in the coming weeks and months. This stuff is going on all over at all kinds of levels, and we're going to learn much more stuff on that front, and people, it is getting really hard to figure out who and where you can trust anything going on out there in our society. And that's one of the things here. So this is a 67-year-old man. And again, I don't know the detail. I read through what was released yesterday. I was not at the press conference, but have read through a lot of the press conference and what was said there. And one of the things, I just... I'm always fascinated, like, how does that initial conversation occur in any of these cases? How does a 67-year-old man get involved in any way with juveniles?
Doing this.
Anything. Like, that. It's just not a normal. Now, maybe you're a coach. Maybe you're, I get there's not saying. There's never a circumstance where a 67-year-old would have interaction with juveniles. But to get to the point where, again, this horrific isn't a strong enough word. I don't know what the term is that properly puts this in perspective. But, I mean, this is as bad as it gets to me. You are more than robbing kids of their childhood, their innocence, their life as a kid. But the initial, and it's the same thing on a much different, I get it. I'm not trying to compare the two in terms of the horrific nature of the crime. But I am always curious about how do you make that initial call to a player that, hey, maybe you can do this for us and we'll give you this amount of money. Because if the player is an upstanding individual, or do the threats come out right away? And that's part of my just curiosity, I guess, is like, the 67-year-old man, do you say, hey, kid, you need to come home with me, or I'm going to do something awful to your family? Like, or is it, nope, we're, hey, come with me. Well, and I'm not blaming the parents. Don't misunderstand. There's a lot going on out there. I'm learning more and more. My wife is on top of things in terms of what can happen with computers, and we don't allow certain games into our house because of the possibility that somebody can get into it, and I wouldn't even think of this stuff. So I get, man, there's a lot of different ways folks can reach kiddos, and it is horrifying. I mean, truly horrifying. But do all of these cases start with, hey, just it's an online chat, you're playing a game, and there's a lot of horrific stuff that starts that way. It's like, because you don't know if you're a kid, if somebody's saying, hey, I'm a kid too, and then, hey, why don't you come over to my house, and you keep pressing, and eventually, because instinctively, you'd like to think, well, a parent isn't going to let a child go over to a house that only has a male adult in it and unsupervised, but do they know that's where they're going? As the kiddo saying, I'm going to a friend's, and then I just have a ton of questions. And part of it is just that as a parent, I worry for my kiddo and kids generally. Pretty naive. Like, that's part of the beauty of being a child, is you ought to get to be naive. Now, unfortunately, these days, not that naive and not for that long. And it's very, that is frustrating. And sometimes it's just because you're at school and you're with kids that have been exposed to more than you want your kid to be exposed to, and they share. I mean, it's just, and I get it, as far as it goes, I get it. But I don't know how I guess I'm trying to figure out how can we just stop this stuff altogether. And it is obviously very challenging. I'm really curious as to how some of this stuff, in this particular case, getting back to this Samuel Friday, who was charged again with these child sex abuse materials, but again, sounds like a lot of really bad things were happening in that home, and it sounds like with several youngsters, and instinctively, I'd like to think, wow, man, we wouldn't let that happen. We don't let our kid go over to strangers. Well, I don't think the kids were saying, hey, mama, see ya, going over to the 67-year-old here's dude's house. Well, I'll be back in a few hours. Like, I'm assuming that's not what was happening. But what was happening? Like, what were the stories being told by the kids? How was the money being offered? I just have a ton of questions. A ton of questions surrounding this case and others like it. But, yeah, I think many of us would like to think, well, yeah, this is stuff that can happen if you live in New York City or Philly. That's why we don't live in New York City or Philly. Yeah, it's happening right here is the thing, folks. It is happening right here. And it is, again, horrific is not a strong enough word. It is god-awful stuff.
Ooh, you picked a deep one here. All right.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about it since the press conference yesterday.
I saw this yesterday. No, this isn't a city thing. You hit it. Yeah. Oh, this only happens in cities. No, don't think so. According to the allegations, it's been happening for years, apparently not just once. I get the most disturbing part of this, and you kind of touched on it a little bit. If the allegations are true, still allegations, okay? Although apparently, there's multiple stories out there from different outlets that this guy apparently has admitted to a number of things. And yes, they have hard evidence, videos, you know, pictures, whatever, and so on. I think the part, that disturbs me the most on this, apparently this guy invited kids in, kind of said, hey, do this and I'll pay you. And we assume that is what happened, that the kids got paid, and then they left. It's not like they were, imprisoned or kidnapped or something. No, the kids came in, did this stuff, got paid, apparently, allegedly, by this guy, and then they left. And I'm thinking, now, the story refers to victims. If you're a victim, we want you to come forward. Do these kids even realize they're victims? That's the part of the story that disturbs me the most. I mean, you can say, okay, naive and so on, they're kids, all right. But they didn't even realize that what they were doing was wrong. That's the part of the story that disturbs me the most. Like, oh my gosh, seriously? They didn't know? I mean, now, there's no dollar figures, like how much did these kids get paid and stuff like that. I will assume at some point future stories will... Yeah, as this develops, they will, give that information and so on. But we've got young people that are so naive that they would do something like this. I'm not blaming the kids. All right, don't misunderstand. It's just they didn't know. That's the part that, I get like a shiver down my spine. Holy moly, seriously? This is version one of this story. All right, this will kind of unfold, and then we'll see how many people got involved, and allegedly maybe some other adults were involved. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, holy smokes. So, yeah, this is an ugly story for our neighborhood, and no, it's not just in cities. All right, oh, that only happens in the big city. No, nope, right here. Ooh. Yes, if you're a parent, this should chill you. All right, the idea of maybe we need to keep a closer eye on the kids. Not lock them up or something. We just need to keep a closer eye.
How did this guy make connections with kids? All right, there's a question that needs to be answered.
And I'm not obviously familiar with exactly where he lived, but either way, there's something additionally disturbing to me. So either, like, if there's no neighbors around, again, how is he getting teenagers to come to the house? And if there are neighbors around, like, nobody is like, why is the 67-year-old, why are teenagers going in and out of his house with any regularity? Like, he is obviously to blame, and if there are others involved, they are to blame. So, again, not blaming the people if they're not aware, parents, and not blaming the victims. But, like, nowhere somebody was like, wait a second, this is really odd. And raise, like, red flags and I just have a ton of questions. I guess that's, and I don't know if we'll get answers to some of them. I'm not sure. But from a preventative standpoint, like, I am curious, were these kids who, like, across the board had bad home lives? Were they, like, yeah, parents don't know where I'm at, it doesn't matter to them? I find it hard to believe that that's the case with all of these individuals. I don't know. It just is bizarre to me that somebody can get away with this for as long as he seemingly got away with this.
Yeah. Taylor Township, by the way, is between Port Matilda and Tyrone. Very rural, extremely rural area. So, yeah, it's like, how'd they get out there? I mean, you're right. There's a lot of questions. But then once these questions get answered, it's like, how did this happen? And how did these kids allow themselves to be used this way? Ooh, that's the scary part to me. Ooh, crazy. It's crazy. Folks, we are living in dangerous times, all right? All right, we got to take a break here. Now, if you have some thoughts on this, you've seen the stories, follow news, hope you do, chime in. Otherwise, we come back. This Virginia Tech thing, I gotta share a thing or two.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of 5 themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
November is a month of giving, and 98.7 The Fox wants to be your station for giving. During November, the Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 SPF rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms in Logan. A $50 gift card from the 64 Beer Store on Nittany Valley Drive just off Interstate 80 at Lamar. Also, win other great prizes from the Pennsylvania Lottery, Fisher's Market in Milesburg, Pam Printing and More Printing in Pleasant Gap, Giant Grocery Store on the Brenner Pike in Bellefonte, Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub on the Diamond in downtown Bellefonte. It's the month of giving with the Fox, all month long on 98.7 The Fox. Don't forget to join us on Saturday, November 29th, for the start of the Victorian Bellefonte Christmas season in downtown Bellefonte. Santa Claus will make his appearance at 1 p.m. that day. Start your holiday season off in the right way with 98.7 The Fox.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, let's tackle this one.
All right.
It's been an interesting week, all right, in many different ways. We didn't really have a meteor strike last night, although something happened with our computer. Something struck our computer this morning.
Fantastic.
Though. Anyway, I mean, we should all be happy for James Franklin. We should. I mean, all of us should be happy for him. Hopefully we're in universal agreement. He's a good man, a good guy. He's done a lot of great things, or did a lot of great things, and so on and so forth. So when Virginia Tech announced that he's their new head coach, I mean, if you've seen any of the coverage this week, I mean, he's getting like a hero's welcome down in Blacksburg. I mean, they're rolling out the red carpet for him. Big, big, big time. And we had the story earlier of some Penn State, like assistants and people there. They're leaving Penn State. They're going to go down to Virginia Tech, get a job down there. All right, that's not a great surprise. When you get loyalty like that with people that you work with, that's nothing but a good thing. I still find it odd, or of sorts. Virginia Tech fires a former Penn State coach and replaces him with another former Penn State coach.
Yep.
I still think that's a little interesting. I mean, when that first came up, whenever that was weeks ago, my initial thought was, wow, Virginia Tech would do that? Well, they did. All right, there we go. I mean, everybody wins this week, right? James Franklin gets a new job. Virginia Tech, hopefully, again, Virginia Tech is 3-7 right now. They're not going anywhere. Their last two games are against Miami and Virginia, both ranked teams, and Virginia Tech will definitely not be the favorite in either of those games. So they could finish 3-9. Hokies fans obviously are not happy about that. So here's the big turnaround. Okay. Penn State should be happy because they're saving $40 million. Remember, the buyout was $49 million. When we all heard that, we're like, what? And that got negotiated down to $9 million because of this new job that he has. So Penn State just saved $40 million. That's great. That's wonderful. All right. Now, I'm only going by social media. All right. And, of course, a lot of reporters are on social media, and they're posting and all that sort of thing. I'm wondering if some, I don't know, people, Penn State fans, are having, you wouldn't call it buyer's remorse, seller's remorse. If they're having seller's remorse now that, well, maybe they shouldn't have fired him last month. All right, why did Penn State do that? I mean, some national talking heads have asked that question. Why did they do that? Well, they did that because they lost three games in a row, including two games to teams that they were 21-point favorites to, and they played really poorly in those games. So he had the Oregon tough overtime loss followed by splat and splat. And so Pat Kraft, the athletic director, just thought, okay, we're going down the wrong road. We got to do something. We're going to do it now. Boom. And again, for all the people out there, Franklin can't win the big one. Why does Penn State stick with him? And yet when they fired him, why did Penn State do that? Oh, that wasn't a very smart move. It's like, come on, folks, pick a side, would you? You can't have both sides, you national talking heads. Yeesh. Anyway. The big, you know, part of the big story here is all these recruits that had committed to Penn State, a good number. Now, Penn State didn't have a top, you know, top three class, but it was up there. All right, some good guys. And a lot of these boys, a lot of these guys have announced, well, okay, I'm going to pull back from my commitment to Penn State, and I'm going to look elsewhere. Now, maybe a few of them have actually made a new choice. I think most of them are like, yeah, I'm looking around again right now. Okay, all right, let's see what happens. The early signing period for recruits is 2 weeks away. It'll be right after the regular season is over. And that's the early signing period when, you know, some of these guys, probably not all of them, but some of these guys will make it official. Okay. It just got me to thinking. Now, I've never been a college coach. I've never been a college athlete. I never committed to anything because I would have been terrible. When these boys, in this particular case, commit, are they committing to a guy or are they committing to a school? Now, again, I saw some wag or some expert or whatever claim that Penn State has lost 17 of these recruits over the last several weeks. They've changed their mind, or at least for now, changed their mind. Now, there have been some other firings, right? LSU, Florida, some other schools. Oh, Virginia Tech, all right, there's one right there. But allegedly, those other schools have lost one recruit, two recruits. Penn State, allegedly, if this is accurate, has lost 17. Now, is that concerning? Well, of course it's concerning. Now, did these 17 guys commit to James Franklin, or did they commit to Penn State? Apparently, they committed to James Franklin. Now, you might think, all right, well, what's the big deal? I don't know. Penn State's not doing a good enough job of selling the whole package that they just committed to this guy. That's kind of interesting. Now, if I'm Penn State, and I'm not, okay, first off, is there a chance to get these guys back? Maybe. Definitely not all of them. No. Could they get a few of them to change their mind? Well, it depends on what Penn State does in the next week and a half. All right? It really does. If I'm Penn State, I'm telling these guys, you know, hey, if you just committed to a guy, well, then we wish you a great future. Go for it. We wish you the best of luck. Go do it. You know, rah-rah. If somehow you were actually committing to Penn State and suddenly changed your mind for some reason, we would gently somehow let those kids know that we're still here. There are still 100,000 Nittany Lion fans that really would look forward to seeing you. Eventually, you could be what you want to be, right? You want to be an NFL football player. I did a really quick web search, just kind of quick and dirty. I wanted to compare, okay, how many former players of Virginia Tech are in the NFL? How many former players of Penn State are in the NFL? No offense to Hokies fans out there, it's not even close. Penn State way out in front as far as developing players that went on to sign with an NFL team. Now, did they stick around for a long time? Maybe not. All right. The life expectancy for an NFL career is, I think, still 3 years. That's all it is. Three years and you're done. You get signed. Maybe you make a practice squad and so on. Even those guys that get drafted, you know, in April. All right. They don't all stick. Doesn't happen that way.
Nope.
Penn State has developed far more professional football players than Virginia Tech has. And so if that's not somehow part of the pitch, because, come on, that's what these boys want. All right. First off, they probably want some NIL money right now. All right. The new way things happen. But come on, all of them. They all want to go pro. Now that won't happen, of course, but they all want to go pro. And so part of the Penn State pitch should be, hey, we've developed, and you make a laundry list. Okay, and you got a long list of guys currently playing in the NFL or maybe have played in the NFL in the last, I don't know, 5 years. And maybe don't compare it directly with Virginia Tech. That's a little in your face. But you say, look at what we've developed. Look at what we've developed here. Okay. I'm sure the Hokies fans are thrilled to death that they got who they think is a great guy. I'm sorry, compare the ACC and the Big Ten. Well, okay, now there's a dicey road to go down, but come on. When it comes to college football, Big Ten has far more advantages than the ACC. It just does. I mean, the numbers, the records, they're all there. It's all there. So did you commit to a guy or did you commit to a team? If you committed to a team, we're here, and we'd really like you to join us again. Now, of course, that really depends on who the next head coach is going to be here. I'm going to stick with my bold prediction. And it's interesting, on social media, more and more people are starting to buy into this. All right, they're putting up meme pictures and all this other stuff. Okay, if Penn State beats Nebraska Saturday night and has a good performance on national television in that game, I think early next week, Terry Smith is announced as the new full-time head coach of the Nittany Lions. All right. More and more people on social media seem to be buying into this. Now, not everybody. There are still some guys. Well, it's this guy, and it's this guy, and it's this outside guy. What about this guy? Okay. We don't know. I'm just surmising. And timing here is everything. If Penn State wants to get some of these guys back, they got to do something between now and when that early signing period happens in a couple of weeks. Because if they win Saturday night and Coach Smith is announced as the new full-time guy, very popular, players are very loyal to him, we've always been told he's a great recruiter, then next week, yeah, part of the team is preparing for Rutgers in that last game. The rest of them are on the recruiting trail somehow, even if it's on the phone or texting or whatever it is, all right, all that sort of stuff. Timing is everything. So before we take a break, Mr. Ironhead, I don't know, what do you think about any of that stuff?
That's deep.
It's deep, and there are a lot of moving parts here.
A whole lot of moving parts.
That's the crazy. I mean, could this go horribly wrong? Yes, it could, depending on how Pat Kraft and his group and whatever, how they handle all this stuff, depending on Saturday night's game. There's a lot of things that could go south in this whole, you know, rigmarole that could affect Penn State football, not for a year, for several years. So, I don't know, before we take a break, what do you think?
Yeah. It is a critical hire. And the timing, while important for this year and what you're talking about, to me, it is more important that you get this right, whoever it is. And if you feel like the right fit is a current head coach who has his team in the playoffs, and you need to wait that out and get them in after that, it is going to set you back for the near term. There's no two ways about that. But I don't think you can afford to, yeah, we really want that guy, but man, the timing doesn't work out, so we'll settle for this guy. All right, this guy, this is not that type of a situation. This is more important to get it right than get it early. And because of the world we're in now, even if somebody is committed, oh, man, we lost that guy. Now he's with that team. Well, for now, that is true. But come this summer, that might not be true. Come a year from now, that might not be true. And so, to me, this is much more about Pat Kraft finding the person that he believes in his heart of hearts after all of the vetting, all of the different things that they're looking at. All right, this is the guy. We need to lead our program and do what you got to do to make that happen. Get everything else aligned, to use the James Franklin terminology. But you've got to have everything, in place and everybody pulling in the same direction, clearly understanding the objective, all of those things. And if you have to wait a little longer and it means a little more short-term pain to me, so be it. You've got to get this right. It is more important that you're getting the right person than it is you're getting the right timing. Not saying the timing is insignificant, but in the overall scheme of things, it is less important to me by a great measure than making sure you get the person, whoever it is that you believe is right. Now, I've been arguing all along, whoever it is, all right, this is definitely the right guy. It might not end up being the right guy. It is a really competitive world in college football, college athletics, and you may do your due diligence and, yep, this is definitively the right guy, and for a wide variety of reasons, it may not work out. And by the way, working out in this case means, like, you got to be in the final four here within three or 4 years. Like, working out isn't, all right, we're back to 10 win seasons. Well, no, that's what you just got done telling us. That's not good enough. That is not what Penn State football is about now. Well, that's fine. I think it is really hard to make that work. And hopefully all of the stars align and they get this right and it happens. It being a national title here in short order. And certainly it could. I think the odds are much greater that Penn State won't be in the Final Four in the next 5 years, regardless of who the hire is, because of everything else that's going on in college football and the challenges that are there to become that type of a program. We'll take a break here. Be back to wrap up shop on this Thursday.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Join Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox as we kick off our week of giving on Friday, November 21st at the Bellefonte Giant Grocery Store on the Benner Pike. We will be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations that day for the Faith Center. Just another great way to help your neighbor. During November, The Fox will be asking you to stop in and sign up for our annual Remington 700 rifle giveaway from Jordan Firearms during our week of giving with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown
Bellefonte.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning, a foggy Thursday at that. Jeff and Scott with you. Final minute or so. Do want to let you know it is National Absurdity Day. We got that going for us.
Perfect.
Seems absolutely That's appropriate. Perfect, yeah. For those of you looking to quit smoking, good luck. Sincerely, it is the Great American Smokeout today. That is the third Thursday in November. And even if you're not planning on quitting, probably be fun to just try not smoking for
just
the day.
Don't
just
do
see
it.
How that don't that works it. Out for you. And ladies and gentlemen, today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Oh, yes.
Now we're getting Woo. Somewhere.
Where's my local store?
Oh, I
need to go
I
buy
do
some.
Love the peanut butter fudge. Folks, go get some fudge. Enjoy your Thursday. And join us again tomorrow as we will have our Friday edition of Let's Talk.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.